Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Makos, Daf Chafav, the third parak, Il Hinolokin. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hakosev Ksoves Kaka, one who writes a tattoo, is liable to Malkus. If one wrote with ink on skin, but did not etch in the skin to allow the ink inside, or he etched the skin without ink, he's not liable to Malkus ad sheyichtov yikakea, unless he writes and etches the skin with black ink or blue dye, b'chol davar sheroshim, or with anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable unless he writes Hashem, the name there, which the Gemara explains to mean the name of Avodah Zorah. Rav Malkia quoted Rav Adabar Abba, Asa lo adam sheyiten ephraim makla gabi makaso. It's forbidden for a person to place wood ashes on his wound because it appears like a tattoo since it leaves a mark. Rabbi Barabai did not even allow ashes to be placed on the puncture of a blood letters tool. Ravashi disagreed. Kol makom she'yesh makah, wherever there's a wound, makaso mochiach chalav. His wound proves that the ashes are placed for healing, and it's permitted. Point number two. The next mission teaches when one gets multiple sets of malkas for repeating an avera. Nazir she'yesh shows si yain kol hayoma. Nazir was drinking wine all day, but was only warned once. Ain chayv el achas. He's only chayv to one set of malkas. But if they warned him, altishta, altishta, don't drink, warning him before each drink, he's chayv for each drink after a hasra. The same applies to a nazir who repeatedly makes himself tameh from a corpse or shaves his hair. The same applies to one wearing kalim. If he was told, do not wear it, v'hu poshe v'lovesh, and he continues removing it and wearing it, he is chayv for each wearing. Rabbi quoted Rabbi Yossi that even slipping his arm in and out of a sleeve constitutes a separate wearing. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika disagrees and requires removing the clothing and putting it back on. Vashi says, Afilo Shah El Kadei Lipshot V'Libosh Chayiv. Even if he merely waited enough time to remove and wear it without removing it at all, he's chayiv for an additional hasra. And point number three, the Mishnah continued, Yesh Choresh Telam Echod V'Chayiv V'Lav Mishum Shmon Olavim. There's a case where one plows a single furrow and is chayiv for eight prohibitions. Number one, he plowed with an ox and donkey together. Two and three is that they're both hektish and he benefited from them. And the moral explained that each is a bechor. And the Rivan says our Mishnah holds a petah chamor is forbidden in Hanah. Number four, the plowing covered seeds, which are kalim in a vineyard and is tantamount to planting. Number five, it's during Shemitah when planting is forbidden. Number six, it's Yantav and plowing is forbidden. Number seven, he's a Nazir. And number eight, he's a Kohen plowing in a cemetery, thereby contracting Tumah. Chananya ben Chachinai adds a ninth aver by his wearing shatnez, but the Chachamim respond that this is unrelated to the plowing. Chananya argues that his contracting tumah is likewise unrelated to plowing. Rav Yanai said, a chofet b'kalayim, one who covers seeds of kalayim incurs malkus because it's tantamount to planting. Rabbi Yochan pointed out that this can be proven from our Mishnah, which obligates malkus for covering kalayim seeds through plowing. Rish Lakish said he would have explained the Mishnah to be Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that a Makayim a Kalayim, one who maintains Kalayim, incurs Malkus. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hakosev Ksoves Kaka, one who writes a tattoo, is liable to Malkus. If one wrote with ink on skin, but did not etch in the skin to allow the ink inside, or he etched the skin without ink, he's not liable to Malkus ad sheyichtov yikakea, unless he writes and etches the skin with black ink or blue dye, b'chol davar sheroshim, or with anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable unless he writes Hashem, the name there, which the Gemara explains to mean the name of Avodah Zorah. Rav Malkia quoted Rav Adabar Abba, Asa lo adam sheyiten ephraim makla gabi makaso. It's forbidden for a person to place wood ashes on his wound because it appears like a tattoo since it leaves a mark. Rabbi Barabai did not even allow ashes to be placed on the puncture of a blood letters tool. Ravashi disagreed, Kol makom she'yesh makah, wherever there's a wound, makaso mochiach chalav. His wound proves that the ashes are placed for healing, and it's permitted. Point number two, the next mission teaches when one gets multiple sets of malkas for repeating an avera. Nazir she'yesh shows si yain kol hayoma. Nazir was drinking wine all day, but was only warned once. Ain chayv el achas. He's only chayv to one set of malkas. But if they warned him, altishta, altishta, don't drink, warning him before each drink, he's chayv for each drink after a hasra. The same applies to a nazir who repeatedly makes himself tameh from a corpse or shaves his hair. The same applies to one wearing kalim. If he was told, do not wear it, v'hu poshe v'lovesh, and he continues removing it and wearing it, he is chayv for each wearing. Rabbi quoted Rabbi Yossi that even slipping his arm in and out of a sleeve constitutes a separate wearing. Rav Acha Brid Rav Ika disagrees and requires removing the clothing and putting it back on. Vashi says, Afilo Shah El Kadei Lipshot Belibosh Chayiv. Even if he merely waited enough time to remove and wear it without removing it at all, he's chayiv for an additional hasra. And point number three, the Mishnah continued, Yesh Choresh Telam Echod V'chayiv Alav Mishum Shmon Olavim. There's a case where one plows a single furrow and is chayiv for eight prohibitions. Number one, he plowed with an ox and donkey together. Two and three is that they're both hektish and he benefited from them. And then we'll explain that each is a bechor. And the Rivan says our Mishnah holds a petah chamor is forbidden in Hana. Number four, the plowing covered seeds which are kalim in a vineyard and is tantamount to planting. Number five, it's during Shemitah when planting is forbidden. Number six, it's Yantav and plowing is forbidden. Number seven, he's a Nazir. And number eight, he's a Kohen plowing in a cemetery, thereby contracting Tumah. Chananya ben Chachinai adds a ninth aver by his wearing shatnez, but the Chachamim respond that this is unrelated to the plowing. Chananya argues that his contracting tumah is likewise unrelated to plowing. Rav Yanai said, Achofet b'kalayim, one who covers seeds of kalayim incurs malchus because it's tantamount to planting. Rav Yochan pointed out that this can be proven from our Mishnah, which obligates malchus for covering kalayim seeds through plowing. Rish Lakish said he would have explained the Mishnah to be Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that a Makayim a Kalayim, one who maintains Kalayim, incurs Malkas. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and a standard Siman is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car as ka, a ka. So here goes. The man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm, was driving to Basin to get Malkas, together with a drunk Nazir who was high five sets for drinking wine all day, and warned numerous times. When they noticed that Kohen Nazir plowing a single furrow in a cemetery, with the cow and a donkey, who is chayv malchus for multiple prohibitions. Once again, some motion. The man in love with his ka, that must run daf chav olive. The man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get malchus, which reminds us, the next mission states, Hakosev ksovas ka, one who writes a tattoo is liable to malchus. If one wrote with ink on skin, but did not etch in the skin to allow the ink inside, or he etched the skin without ink, he's not liable to malchus ad sheyichto v'yikakea, unless he writes and etches the skin with black ink or blue dye, b'kol dav reshu roshem, or with anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon says one is not chayv unless he writes Hashem, the name there, which the Gemara explains to mean a name of Avodah Zarah. So the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm, was driving to Basin to get malchus, together with the drunk Nazir who was high five sets for drinking wine all day, and warned numerous times, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches when one gets multiple sets of malchus for repeating an avera. Nazir Shea Shosi Yain Kol Yom, a Nazir was drinking wine all day, but was warned only once, in Chayv El Achas, he's only liable to one set of Malkas. But if they warned him, Al Tishteh, do not drink, warning him before each drink, he's Chayv for each drink after a Hasra. The same applies to a Nuz who repeatedly makes himself tummy from a corpse or shaves his hair. So the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get malchus, together with a drunk Nazir who was high five sets for drinking wine all day and warned numerous times. When they noticed the Kohen Nazir plowing a single furrow in a cemetery with a cow and a donkey who was high malchus for multiple prohibitions, which reminds us, the Mishnah continued, Yesh Choresh Telam Echod V'chayv Alav Mishum Shmon Olavim. There is a case where one plows a single furrow and is liable for eight prohibitions and then proceeds to list all eight. So once again, the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get malchus, together with a drunk Nazir who was high five sets for drinking wine all day and warned numerous times. When they noticed the Kohen Nazir plowing a single furrow in a cemetery with the cow and donkey was high malchus for multiple prohibitions. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shuv tev of flour, which incurs malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if Rabbi Shimon's malchus for a kol shuv was only for a chita, because of bria, or even kemach. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon would obligate malchus for a kol shuv of flour. This position is supported by Brisa, which Rabbi Shimon says, kol shuv lamakos, any minimal amount suffices for incurring malchus. L'amru kazayis ela inyan karban, they only spoke of requiring a kazayis regarding having to bring a karban. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shuv of teva flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract is a ma'akev, just like Bikurim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a malchus if kriya is ma'akev for Bikurim. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a koshu of teva flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, flattered his customer, saying every mother should give birth to a Shimon, even though ein mazirin min adin, which reminds us that the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's braisa, Rava marveled, everyone's mother giving birth should daven that she should give birth to one like Rabbi Shimon, and if not, she shouldn't give birth. This despite the fact that every kal vachomer advanced by Rabbi Shimon can be challenged, as Rava proceeds to explain. The Gemara clarifies Rava's declaration. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon can obligate Malkus on the basis of a kal vachomer. V'chi mazirin min adin, can we establish a prohibition with Malkus based on the kal vachomer? Even according to the opinion that onshin min adin, we can establish punishment for a known prohibition based on a kal vachomer, he agrees that ein mazirin min adin. Daf Yod Ches. So the simur Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because ben Yod Ches l'chuppah. Someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. At the chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. At the chuppah positioned partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a Tsar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an ol before Zrika outside the walls, which reminds us, Rava said, Tsar sha'achim in a ol ifnei Zrika chutz l'choma. If a non-kohen eats from an ol before Zrika outside the wall of Yerushalayim, l'Rabbi Shimon loka chamesh, according to Rabbi Shimon, he receives five sets of malchus. Number one, he ate kachim outside Yerushalayim. Number two, he ate it before Zrika. Number three, he ate as a Tsar who cannot eat even after Zrika. Number four, he ate it outside the walls of the base of Mikdash. And five, he ate from an ola which can never be eaten. The Gemara before clarified that Rabbi Shimon, as well as Rava, is referring to multiple prohibitions, not actual sets of malchus, since malchus cannot be derived from a kal vachomer. So, at the chuppah position partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a Tsar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an ola before Zrika outside the walls, while a Tsar who ate from a chattis before Zrika inside the walls was pater, which reminds us, a Tsar is pater for eating from a chattis or ashem before Zrika. So at the chuppah position partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a Tsar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an ol before Zrika outside the walls, while a Tsar who ate from a chattis before Zrika inside the walls was pater, were Bikurim which became ineligible for Kriya after Sukkos that were left to rot, which reminds us, Bikurim which became ineligible for Kriya are left to rot. This follows Rabbi Zera's principle, Koruga Bila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, Ein bila ma'akevasbo. The mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it. But any mincha which is unfit for mixing because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevasbo. The mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Here too, although actual kriya is not essential to bikurim, if it's not eligible for kriya, the bikurim become disqualified. Daf Yotes, the simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht. Yacht? That must be one Daf Yotes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his meister Sheni that he couldn't eat there nowadays, which reminds us, in a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel said, one might think that a person can bring up his meister Sheni to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it, although the base of Migdash was destroyed. Hakish between Bechor and meister Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino Elifnei Habayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a base of Migdash, so too meister Sheni can only be eaten when there's a base of Migdash. So the disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his meister Sheni that he couldn't eat there nowadays overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Meister could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Meister Sheni, which is Tamei, can even be redeemed inside Yerushalayim. So the disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his meister Sheni that he couldn't eat there nowadays overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Meister could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, while the deckhand showed him a picture of a man standing outside the walls who could no longer redeem his meiser that was inside the walls, which reminds the Gemara discusses what the din is of a person's load of meiser sheni is inside Yerushalayim, but he is outside, or the reverse. Dav Chaf, so the Zimur Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The Kohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe. Cafe? That must be more on Dav Chaf. The Kohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, which reminds us, two psukim prohibit making a bald spot for the dead, one about Kohanim and the other about Yisraelim. A Gezerah Shavah of Karcha Karcha compares the two for three laws. Number one, just as with Kohanim, one is liable separately for each bald spot. Number two, V'chayav al-Rosh Kabein Ha'inayim, and is liable for a bald spot anywhere on the entire head, like between the eyes, since it says Barosham on their heads. So too, Yisrael is liable for each bald spot and anywhere on the head, although it says between the eyes. And number three, just as the Yisrael's prohibition is only for making a bald spot over the dead, the Kohanim's prohibition is as well. So the Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with the waiter helping out, which reminds us, someone taught a brisa before Rav Chista, Echad HaMaki VeEchad HaNikaf Loka. Both the one who rounds the payas and the one receiving the rounding receive malkas. Rav Chista objected, the one whose payas were rounded didn't commit any act. Three answers are given. Number one, the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is Loka for a love she'en bo maisa. Number two, Rav says the case is one who rounds out his own payas and is liable twice for this act, as a makiv and as a nikaf. And number three, Rav Ashi says, B'masayeya v'dibrei akol. The case is one who proactively assists in his payas being rounded, thereby committing a physical act, and thus it agrees with everyone's opinion. So the Cohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with a waiter helping out, didn't notice a customer cut himself five times over the loss of a relative who was liable for each cut, which reminds us, a brisa states that had the Torah only written viseret and a cut, the prohibition might have included cutting oneself over the loss of his house or ship. Therefore, the Torah wrote lenefesh for a departed soul, teaching enochayev el ha'meis bovad. One is only liable for cutting himself from anguish over a dead person. If one makes five cuts in his flesh over one dead person, he's liable for each cut, because the extra word viseret teaches lechayev kol srita v'srita to make him liable for each and every cut. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss the dinim of srita, of cutting oneself? That's on daf chaf. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that maaser sheni, which is tamei, can even be redeemed inside Yerushalayim? That's on daf yud tes. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that one of the two cases of a lava nitak la'ase, which can come to Malkus, is Shulach HaKain, where the person nullifies a mitzvah by killing the mother bird? That's on daf tes zayin. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss multiple Malkus for multiple hasras, for example, a nazir drinking wine? That's on daf chafav. Good. Number five, which daf do we have Malkus of hasra suffix shma hasra? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that there's a case where one plows a single furrow and is liable for eight isurim? That's on daf chafav. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that bikurim which became ineligible for kriya are left to rot based on kol rui labila? That's on daf yod ches. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn both the makif and the nikaf get malkus for cutting off payas? That's on daf chaf. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss the isur of tattoos? That's on daf chafav. Good. And number ten, which daf do we have a gezer shavah that compares kohanim to Yisraelim in three laws related to kareach karcha, making bald spots on one's head to mourn the dead? That's on daf chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.